Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you with humbled hearts, thankful for this opportunity to hear from heaven, dear Lord God. Father, we sang earlier, dear Lord God, your presence is heaven. So I thank you for your divine presence right now. Holy Spirit, move upon the hearts of your people. Manifest yourself. I thank you for a word in season to them that may be weary, that today my teaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it is in demonstration and manifestation of the Spirit and of power. Father, I pray that everyone hearing your word will mix it with faith, Father God. They will bring forth fruit, and that fruit shall remain, and you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, if you agree with that saying,
amen.
We're starting a new series today called Deeper. Say Deeper. This is a picture here of the Sea of Galilee. And guess what? All you guys going to Israel, you will be there in April. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you guys say, well, man, I'm missing out on this trip. Guess what? We're going to do another one next year. So start saving your money now.
Amen.
So this time next year, you'll be like, well, okay, I'm giving you 13 months notice. Hallelujah. But here's the thing. Jesus and his disciples did a lot of work on the Sea of Galilee. And when we go to Israel, we're actually going to take a boat across it, a nice-sized boat, not a little plane like we did in Costa Rica, glory. Get a chance to worship out there and really experience as Jesus himself did. But today our sermon series is called Deeper. Say Deeper.
Deeper.
And our scripture text is Luke 5:4. And it says this on your handout. It says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, that's Peter, okay? Jesus said to Peter, now go out where it is deeper. Let that settle in for a second. Now go out to where it is deeper. We like the shallow end, but Jesus is saying, go out to where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Now, three things about deeper, okay? Three bullet points in your handout. The deeper the water, the bigger the fish. The deeper the water, the greater the pressure. But also, the deeper the water, the greater the reward. Now, let's get into this. I want to read this passage. So it's Luke 5. We're going to read verses 1 through 11, and then we're going to really unpack this. Amen? Okay, so verse 1 says, one day, say day. Now, this is daytime. I need you to get the setting, okay? One day is daytime. As Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, his owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in a boat and taught the crowds from there. Now, Jesus teaching, Peter's washing his nets. Got it? Verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Now, here's where the fun starts. Verse 5. Now, I know you guys heard different teaching on this. Listen here. I'm coming from a completely different angle, okay? Put on pretty heavy ears to hear now, all right? Verse 5, master. Say master. He called him master. I need you to notice this, okay? Master means teacher. Master means I've submitted myself under your oversight. Another word back like would be mentor, rabbi, you know, instructor, if you would, okay? A professor, okay? Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night. Say all last night.
All last night.
Say last night.
Last night.
Now, it's a new date, all right? He's talking about last night. We worked hard all last night. And didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again. We worked hard all last night. It didn't work last night. It didn't work when? Last night. It's a new day. Verse 6. And this time the nets were so full of fish they began to tear. Verse 7. A shout for help brought their partners. Say partners. In the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. I told you it's a great reward. Verse 8, when Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell on his knees before Jesus and said, oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you. When did he get that revelation? He had been around him before? A whole lot. In fact, you know, you read in Mark, they had traveled a little bit together. Yeah. Peter had showed up, Jesus showed up at Peter's house, healed his mother-in-law. Yeah, Jesus showed up at Peter's house, and all these people that were bringing everybody was sick, Jesus casting out demons. Some men tore open Peter's roof to drop a paralytic man before Jesus. So Peter knew, but something happened here. And he says this, verse 8, when Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, oh, Lord, wait, oh, Lord and master are not the same. Say last night. All right. Oh, Lord, please leave me, for I'm too much of a sinner to be around you. Verse 9, for he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. 10, his partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishing for people. Verse 11, and as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Turn your handout over, please, and let's get into this. Amen. Amen. See, here's the thing. Going deeper with God is going to require something. Going deeper with God is going to require something. See, here's the thing. He can no longer just be your teacher. He needs to move to being your Lord. And for many of us, he's still stuck. Because you're here today because I need a word. I need a word. There's a little Facebook page called I Need a Word. I Need a Word. And you click on it. It's like a 2 or 3 minute clip from just pastors all over America, I guess. And it's always a powerful, like a little, what, 60, 90 seconds. They dropping it. But have you noticed you have to keep going back to listen again? Every week is to listen again. Or for some of you, you're trying to find somebody new. And that's cool because he's your teacher. You know, one of my wife's cousins, the rest of her family was teasing her and calling, is it Terry? They said, you are a forever student. What's that word? A perpetual lifelong student or not lifelong learning. That's a good one. But it was like she always in school. Ain't got a job yet. Professional student. She's a professional student. Carla's a professional student. But Carla got a job. Terry ain't got no job. Okay. So... But this is what it's going to require, okay? First one is willing obedience. Willing obedience. Willing obedience, this is what it is. That's willful submission. Some of us not submitted. We go, take what we like. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, I like the third song. I ain't like that first song. Yeah, okay. And we pick and choose. You know that seriously, the last time, I don't like this one. See, here's the thing. You're trying to tailor everything for you. That's part of the problem. If you were really that smart, you wouldn't be in the situation you're in. That's not a condemnation. That's just some, I hope that's a revelation for you. You need some outside influence. And so you need to submit. Submission means this. I will come up under his mission and bring my mission up under his. He will have preeminence in my life. Now, other thing, too, is that in most of us, the problem is we're living in a space of disobedience. I'm sorry, a space of disappointment. What do you mean, Pastor? Disappointment. Now, here's the thing with Peter. He was disappointed. Jesus said, bro, launch out into the deep. And Peter's like, hold up. I was fishing all last night. And see, that's what many of us still stuck is in last night. Something that didn't work. It didn't work. That was last night. Last night. That was last night. That divorce, that was last night. Them bad kids, that's last night. That bankruptcy, that's last night. That guy that dogged you to death, that was last night. And so what happens is that you become so used to the disappointment, it becomes a norm. And so what it is, you then when you're living in a space of disappointment, your number one objective is not to be disappointed again. You do everything in you to avoid disappointment. So you're not going to go to the deep. He says, come over here. Your purpose is over here. Your destiny is over here. Your reward is over here. But no. Between here and there might be some disappointment. And I'm going to do my best not to avoid disappointment. Some of y'all still trying to make up stuff you dropped when you messed up with your kids. You messed up. Repent. Move forward. I've had to go to my son Lavelle and say, son, I'm sorry. I was wrong. That was one time I whooped Lavelle, and it was Brian that did the dirt. Yeah, I whipped my kids, okay? We'll do the psychology and figuring out after the belt. That's just me. That's just me, okay? That's just me. And I notice all three of them in church right now, too. Mm-hmm. Serving God. We had a good understanding. There's authority in our household. It's God. Mm-hmm. Jesus, Holy Spirit, Dad. Got it? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the thing is that we stay in that space of disappointment. We just stay there. And God is saying, no. And see, here's the thing about disappointment. You become so familiar with it, you're cool with it. And you're learning to deal with it. And I'm telling you, that's not, he has more for you. And what you will do, you will find, because you believe. Oh, Jesus, this is so what, and some people might say it's insanity. I don't think it's that, but it's something. Because you say you want better, but you keep putting yourself in situations so you won't have better. You surround yourself with people you feel better than. And then you get mad because they can't rise to your level of equality like you're looking for. And why are you with them? If you're the sharpest tool in the toolbox, you're in the wrong toolbox. If you're the brightest bulb in a chandelier, wrong chandelier. But see, we won't move. We won't move. And so you got to be willing to obey what he's saying. But we're more interested in, I don't want to be disappointed. So I found me some people. I found me a situation. I'm going to stay here, even though you're still getting let down. And so you come to church because he is your master. He's your teacher. And you love him. That's why you're here today. That's why you listen to T.D. Jakes and Joyce Meyer. And that's why you need to inspire. You dial find Joel Osteen. He's on like 753 channels. Hallelujah. Or you find KKLA. Or you will find something. But here's the thing. You won't change. You won't move. And so he's not Lord because he's telling you to do something. Step out into something. No, I'm not going over there. Because here's the thing. When you get into the deep, everything changes in the deep. See, we've been to the Caribbean, and we've been to Hawaii, and Jackie, she'll get in the water, and she'll snorkel with me, and we got all the little pretty fish, and they gold, green, purple, and all that kind of stuff over in your former hood, and it's all good. She's from Hawaii, and all that. It's all nice. But then one time, we go to a Cozumel, and as you know, guys remember Jacques Cousteau? Back in the day, Jacques Cousteau. Okay, and Channel 9, I think it was. Yeah, he would come on Sunday nights. I love Jacques Cousteau, and you young people like Jacques who? Anyway. From the 70s, okay? And he was an explorer, a marine biologist or something, and so I loved that show. His favorite place was Palancar Reef down in Cozumel. We get to Cozumel, and there's a dive master says, hey, I can take you out to Palancar Reef. I think the only thing ever been better in my life was driving a Lamborghini. Okay, so my dream, my bucket list is just being fulfilled. We get to Palancar Reef. Now, the thing is that it's 70 feet down, 70. Now, you want to know how deep that is, go to a building, look up 7 stories. So here's the thing. When we jumped in the water, there's the pretty fish. You got the little snorkel. But you want to see something different, you got to go deep. Yes. So what happens is that me and Pat Hernandez and Guy Garza, we jump in the water. And like I'm loving life. And the thing is that after about 8, 9, 10 feet, you feel this pressure. This pressure so great on your head, it's like your head's going to explode. But all you got to do is squeeze your nose and blow. It equalizes. Because, see, the pressure on the outside is greater than the pressure on the inside. And that's a discomfort, okay? Stay with me. This is spiritual, okay? So then you get about another 10 feet down. Guess what happens? The pressure again, because the farther down I'm going, the more water's on top of me. The pressure becomes greater. As I go deeper and deeper, I'm constantly having to equalize. I'm constantly having to readjust. I'm constantly having to make adjustments and modifications in my thinking, in my behavior, in my belief. Because see, God is calling out to the deep. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And for some of you, you want to stay in a shallow end. Oh, it's some pretty fish in a shallow end. But ain't nothing compared to what's 70 feet down. By the time we get 70 feet down, my friend Guy, he punked out. He went back. He about 20 feet down, next thing I know, he's back up top. But sometimes you have some friends, they can't go deep with you. You're trying to hold on to them. They're going to prevent you from moving. It's your purpose. And I have decided, in fact, I decided a long time ago, some people about to get cut. Some people about to get pruned. Some people going to get left behind. I ain't mad at them. I love them, but they can't go where I'm going. I'm not going to get to heaven and tell God, well, I didn't want to leave nobody behind. That hood stuff I grew up with, no, I bumped that. I let that go. Seriously? Yes. Loyalty? Yeah, what's that? I'm loyal to purpose and to God.
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry. T, we can't get a hold of you no more. Yes, you can. Just come where I am. Seriously, and that's not a criticism. But sometimes you're going to have to adjust. You're going to have to adjust. When I got down to 70 feet, oh, my God, the things that I saw there were much different from the things I saw on the surface. God tells me and Jackie in 2006, move to Corona. Corona? That's farther away from Whittier, where I worked, and she was working in Burbank. Seriously, Lord, we're in Chino Hills. I owed $190,000 on my house. I had a plan. With about 6 more years, that sucker was going to be paid off. I had a plan. I had a notebook. You should have seen it. It was beautiful. Had my 401k, my 403b. Oh, Lord, had a property in there, my equity. You know, I project. I went through Forbes and got all the Wall Street. I got all my Shearson Lehman. Got all my, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Millionaire status, here I come. debt-free, here I come. I drove a Honda Civic, had roll-down windows. I didn't even have a radio in it. I was so cheap. Seriously, because I had my focus. And all of a sudden, move to Corona? Now, that's deep water. That's deep water. Because now I got to get out of my comfort zone. So we get a bigger house. It doesn't make sense. All the kids are gone. But then all of a sudden, with short version, y'all know, we make the move. A year later, he calls me the pastor. I don't even know no one in Corona. That was pressure. And then once we moved out, I had people just mess me over financially. Just people just did some dirt. They in jail. I'm not. Hallelujah. People is just, but see, there's the pressure. Will you keep going? Will you keep going? Or are you going to just go, I'm going to go back to, because see, the reason I was so focused on that Chino Hills and that situation, I've been so disappointed before. And so I was playing small. I was standing in the shallow end. He said, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. I had no idea he would call me the pastor. And then once I started pastoring, then you calling me to the nation? Seriously? Seriously? And then I get a prophetic word 2 years ago that said nation is going to come calling you. You know, nowadays, I'm not calling anybody. Everybody's calling me. Now you say, well, what's the reward in that? The reward is that look at all the people coming to Christ. Amen. Not only the people, you know, do you know tens of thousands of people are coming to Christ because of me and Jackie's ministry? Amen. But it's not just the people coming to Christ. Those that were already in Christ are growing and developing a purpose. Yes. You know, Kathy Knox is going to be teaching a class coming up at the end of this month. It's in your handout. I encourage you guys to get into that. But see, somebody like, I heard that before. That's just that personality stuff. Okay, stay shallow. Right. You think you know it all. And see, God sends you to where he says, go out to the deep. Now, here's the thing, too. You got to go at a different time. That was last night. It's now daytime. Now, see, logic says this. Logic says this. I know what Peter, I'm in my mind, I believe this is what Peter said. It's not in the Bible. But he's probably thinking like, don't nobody fish in a day. The fish can see the nets. That's why we go at night. I'm sure he's thinking that. Because, see, God will throw something on you. It makes no sense. No logic at all. Elder Joyce, late for her church one day, driving down the street in Rimpaw, and sees Bobby says, they're running late, and Bobby says, her husband Bobby says, look, there's a church right there. Let's just turn in that school right there. And she's like, what kind of church up in a school? And now she's the church's executive administrator. Sometimes you're going to call you to something you ain't familiar with. It's not going to look like what you think. Because, see, we full gospel. We got the Holy Ghost. And I got the Holy Ghost, too. Hallelujah. So, but here's the thing. He's calling you, and he's telling you to go somewhere at a different time and sometimes a different location. Yeah, you driving in from Cypress. I know. You driving in from San Bernardino. I know. You driving in from Carson. Somebody's driving in from, who am I missing? I said Cypress, right? Somebody else is driving in. Where's Asha? Asha coming in from San Pedro. Wow. Her and Anthony, San Pedro, Long Beach. So here's the thing. Sometimes got to do that. He says, go out where it is deeper, it's further. I'm wondering too, when Peter had to convince his crew, he says, hey, everybody. Okay, tell you what, hold up. My teacher, my rabbi, he's saying we need to go back out. The brother's like, are you crazy? Man, I'm tired. Been out there all last night. I ain't going back out there no more. I'm going back out. And here's the thing. And we didn't catch anything. So you want me to go deeper, further, in a place we don't normally fish when it's been proven this is it. That's what you're saying. Peter's like, yeah, man, we need to do this. He said, we didn't catch no fish last night. What am I telling my wife? So they get in the boat. I wonder, as they're good going out into the deep, what's the conversation like? I wonder, what is Peter saying to them? You're probably going to have to convince those around you. They're going to try to talk you out of it, say, this doesn't make sense. Why should you be down there? Why are you going through that? Why would the Lord? What you need to keep moving until you get to where God says, your friends, I love them, but they ain't that smart. And I'm being respectful. I am. I don't condemn anybody. Romans 8:1 says, there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. I'm not condemning. I just want you to start thinking. Because, see, you a lot of times in a shallow end, because you got the pretty fish and, you know, you got your little floaties on, you got your little snorkel, you got a little mask, you feel like you're doing something. Come on in the deep, put that scuba gear on. It's a whole other world. But that is what the Lord is calling us to. We talk that greatest he that's in me than he that's in the world, but we're not stepping out into it. Why not? We got to willfully submit our last night and our disappointment Yes, you got let down. Yes, you got, you know what, there was sometimes I just wanted, I wasn't going to hit Jackie, but I wanted to push her. And I'm so glad we hung in, so glad we worked it out. Because ain't too many of us sisters going to get on a little airplane that's bouncing like that and hold my hand and tell me we're going to get there, Tony, who speaks life to me, who encourages me, who at night lays her hands on me and prays over me. So you got to forget last night and let last night go. It's a new day. Get to the deep part. And all of a sudden, now you got all these fish coming. One thing I'm glad about Peter is that he had friends. And that's something a lot of us do. See, you got so hurt, you done isolated yourself. You don't want to be close to nobody anymore. You don't want to be around anybody anymore. Again, that's that space of disappointment. And all of a sudden, everything God has for you is going to involve somebody else. Try as you might to protect yourself. You just cutting yourself off from the abundance blessings he wants to give in your life. That's why you got to get healed. Jesus, when he announces his ministry, said, I came to heal the brokenhearted. But some of you are like, no, I'm going to keep my heart broken. Therefore, it won't get broke again. Oh, Jesus. What's the logic in that? You're playing small. You want to stay what's familiar. Or you want to go to the big church. And hey, the other week I talked to you eyes. You said, what's an eye? Go to Kathy's class. You'll learn it. Now, you guys that are eyes, see, here's the propensity you have. Now, I said some stuff last week. 2 weeks ago, some people got bothered, but I repented. Okay. Anyway, look. Yeah. You weren't here. Trust me. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. See, an eye is out of all the quadrants, it's most likely to commit adultery. She goes, oh, yeah. You say, why is that? One reason is that you got that personality side where you need to connect. And when you don't feel like you're connecting with somebody, and then if you've been hurt, whatever, okay, that's an eye. But anyway, I apologize to every man in here, don't find an eye and push up on it, otherwise I'm going to bust you in your head, okay? Now, and I ain't talking spiritual either, okay? You say what? don't roll up in here messing with no sisters. They need a safe place to come, hallelujah? Seriously, I ain't having no church like that, okay? No, I don't play that. Don't play that. I ain't doing it. Y'all ain't doing it either, okay? Sister need to be calm and get connect with God, not be worrying about you. But the other thing about it, hallelujah. But the other thing about an eye, going back to the connecting thing, is that sometimes you like to be a part of what's happening. And see, that's how you get fooled. Just because there's a lot of noise and a lot of lights and a lot of smoke, it doesn't mean the Spirit of God is there. And I hear people like, oh, I'm over here. And you don't know that pastor got 7 girlfriends, 3 other of them pregnant, and he drinks like a fish. And see, and all of a sudden, because I'm trying to move you from Jesus being your teacher to now he's being your Lord. Because once Peter called all them fish, he looked at Jesus, and all of a sudden there was a shift. And I pray that that's what happens with you guys, is there's a shift, that you no longer just come into church because he is your teacher. You come in and get, I need a word, Pastor. I need to get through this week. You need a transformation. You don't need no little vitamin. You need a whole, That's my desire, is transformation. And that only comes when your mind is renewed. All of you know scripture and you still sin. You still go knock on somebody's door. Hey, I was just thinking about you. Another thing too, if you guys that are fornicating, I'm talking to you guys that are not married, you're having sex and you're not married. Yeah, you know, that's right. That's a sin. It's a sin. Heaven forbid the rapture happens and you in the middle of, and all of a sudden, what you gonna say to the Lord? You got needs? Then if that drive is that strong, then get yourself healthy, position yourself to get married. Paul said it's better to, look.
Preach the word.
Look. Stop sinning. It ain't that deep. Because then at that point, see, I'm picking on it, okay. And just my experience in the Baptist denomination, I mean, them the fornicating, is adultery and committing group, it's amazing. Run, jump, shout, yeah, Lord, and then you go down, you're sleeping with people. I don't understand that. I remember a pastor, we had a lady, Mona, stand up for a second. A lady looked like Miss Mona, light skin, got the good hair, one of them Creole, yeah, one of them, she was in the choir, okay? And that was deacon, I can't say his name, but one of the deacon's wife.
And all of a sudden, one of the pastors came in. Y'all know him. He looked like George Jefferson, but I leave that alone. So he came up, and then after service, he asked my daddy, oh, hey, Doc, who is that? And my knucklehead daddy told him. And I'm like, Daddy, that's Deacon's wife. I'm 14, ready to whoop somebody's behind. Oh, yeah, yeah, Jesus, he's teaching, yeah. Y'all know every scripture, but is he Lord? And see, that's what happened with Peter. See, when he got to that place, Peter had like, you know what, I repent, I'm a sinner. I recognize the error of my ways, and many people haven't gotten to that point. That was last night. It's a new day. That was last night. It's a new day. That was last night. It's a new day. And some, and it's time, it's decision time. It's decision time. You got to make a decision. Am I going to live righteous and holy? Or I'm going to keep living unto myself? Are you going to be willing and obedient? Or are you just going to show up at church? Not everybody says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. You can outdance everybody. That's cool. Right on. Okay, good. You can outsing everybody. Hallelujah. You know, you can outplay everybody. Good, good, good. You can outspeak pastoring. You got, I tell you what, he better become Lord. And Lord means owner. Lord means submission. So it's his will, his way. His will, his way. His will, his way. Now, I'm so far off my notes, whatever. So I pray you were blessed. Praise team, come up, bow your heads, please. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.